You're now listening to Real Estate Journeys with Matthew Baltzell.
Yo. What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to Real Estate Journeys. This is your boy, Matty B, aka Matthew Baltzell. And we have a special episode today. We have on John Lee Dumas. John is the founder and the host of Entrepreneur on Fire, an award-winning podcast where he interviews today's most inspiring entrepreneurs 7 days a week with over 1,400 episodes and seven figures a year in revenue. JLD has shown the world the power of podcasting. With that said, let's jump into it. John, welcome to the show.
Matty B., pleasure to be here, brother. Wow, that is an old introduction. I am over 2,200 episodes to speak. And man, it has been a great journey. You're in Thailand. I'm in Puerto Rico. Life is good.
Yeah, man. I'm happy to have you here. So you said 2,200, is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. So I wanted to pick your brain for a quick second. So you've interviewed over 2,200 people that are all entrepreneurs across from different aspects of the world. Have you noticed a general theme or one common trait or one commonality that most entrepreneurs are instilled with?
The ability to set and accomplish goals. So few people have the ability to do that. Everybody can set goals and talk about goals and have aspirations and dreams and desires. Accomplishing goals, a whole other gamut, and most human beings fail. Successful entrepreneurs, they do it, and they do it again, and they do it again, and they do it again, and they win at an incredibly disproportionate level.
Mm. And would you say that isn't a testament to your success as well, goal setting?
Absolutely. Everything that I've achieved has been from setting a goal and then accomplishing that goal in a measurable time frame.
Mm. And how long have you been setting goals for yourself? Your whole life?
I've been setting goals for myself for about 7 years now. And the first 3 years of my life, I wasn't really setting what I would consider meaningful goals. Mm-hmm. I was setting goals, you know, like doing this and doing that, but meaningful goals that were going to move my entrepreneurship desires forward. And at 32 years old, 7 years ago, I started doing that. And it's been a measurable difference doing that structure.
Can you elaborate on what is meaningful? Is that to you? Like, can you go in depth a little bit more about what meaningful means to you?
Let's call it a SMART goal.
Okay.
Specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time bound. So back in June of 2012, I said, you know what? In 100 days from today, I'm going to launch a business podcast interviewing successful entrepreneurs. Very specific, very measurable, very attainable, very relevant, because I wanted to speak to other entrepreneurs to learn from them, and it was time bound, that 100 days. That was an example of my first real entrepreneurial goal that I set, and 100 days later, in September of 2012, I launched that podcast, and for 2,000 days in a row, that's 5.5 years for those people counting at home, I launched a daily podcast interviewing the world's most successful and inspiring entrepreneurs, which led to the success I've had today.
Mm. And so now, how often are you setting your goals? Are you setting them weekly, monthly? Are you constantly changing your goals yearly, or how do you go about doing that now?
Every 100 days.
Every 100 days. And you do it every 100 days because that was your milestone for your first goal or big achievement goal that you set?
No, just because I sat down and really thought about it and said, you know, shorter than 100 days, I don't think I'd be able to accomplish something truly meaningful in that time frame. Mm-hmm. But anything longer than 100 days, I'm giving myself too much time to procrastinate. So to me, that was my sweet spot. And that's why I did the 100-day cycle, which actually led me to launch back in 2016, the Freedom Journal, which is accomplish your number one goal in 100 days. And I put in that journal my system that I've used to over and over again accomplish massive 100-day goals.
Mm, I love it. Nice. I want to back it up to, so 7 years ago, can you take me through the first time where you can recall where you actually felt like an entrepreneur?
I'd say the first time I felt like an entrepreneur was about 3 months after I launched my podcast. I was asked to speak at New Media Expo in Las Vegas on the subject of podcasting. And I got to the conference. I'd been to a couple conferences like this before as an attendee, but now I was a speaker with a show that people had heard of, that other speakers had been a guest on. And I just remember just kind of walking around, meeting other attendees, going into the speaker's room and talking with Pat Flynn, Amy Porterfield, Lewis Howes, Michael Hyatt, and just feeling like I was this entrepreneur. I was a speaker at this conference. I was growing my entrepreneurial business through the podcast Entrepreneurs on Fire. And it was just a really cool experience.
Were you nervous, or did you feel like you've arrived at that point?
I was a human being, so yes, I was nervous, as all human beings are in every scenario in life.
Yeah.
And it was definitely anxious, nervous, the imposter syndrome, and at the same time mixed in with, I belong here. I've arrived. I put in the work. I put in the effort. I now have a couple hundred podcast episodes under my belt by this point, and it was a great feeling.
And you said you've done this for 5 or 5.5 years. Is that correct?
So I've been producing Entrepreneurs on Fire for 7 years now, over 2,200 episodes. But for the first 5.5 years, I did a daily show, 2,000 days, 2,000 episodes.
Mm. You must have had some good systems put into play for that.
I would say the best.
Nice. What would you say is your biggest success thus far with the podcast?
I say the fact that it's still going 7 years later is just a success. You know, you look at television shows and other comparable media things. I mean, you know, to stay relevant, to keep an audience, to continue to put out content that people want to consume, that they know, like, and trust you, the host, 7 years, 2,200 episodes later, I think that's the overall, the biggest accomplishment, you know, to still be generating multiple millions of dollars a year net profit, and to be living a life of financial location independence, which it sounds like you probably have out there in Thailand as well. Mm-hmm. That's the accomplishment. Like, that's the dream for me. And I hope everybody has their own definition of their dream, but that's mine.
What has been the biggest shock or one of the biggest failures you've had thus far with the podcast?
I don't think there's really been any shocks. But there's definitely been some failures. You know, there's been things that I've tried to create that just haven't worked, you know, a course here or a community there. And you just have to be open and honest and say, you know what, this isn't working, or this is working, but not to the level that I want, or this is really working, but I'm not enjoying it like I thought I would. So all of those scenarios have happened to me, and I've had to stop, adjust, pivot, and move forward in different directions. You know, I've done things that have been a grand slam from the second they were created, like the Freedom Journal, the Mastery Journal, the Podcast Journal, Podcaster's Paradise, the podcast Entrepreneurs on Fire. All those things were grand slams. And I've done countless more that have been absolute flops from the very beginning. And those things you discard and you learn from and you move on to the next thing.
Mm. How important would you say it is to be able to pivot as an entrepreneur?
It's everything, because you need to learn from everything that you've done. What works, implement that for the next thing you're going to do. What didn't work, learn from that, adjust, pivot, tweak for your next thing you're going to do. So it's a critical aspect. Always be analyzing, always be studying, always be making sure that you're learning from everything you're doing, your successes, your wins, and your neutrals. You know, things that aren't really working that well, learn from those too.
Mm. And I bet when you have your journal and you're logging your podcast, your everyday life and your goals and keeping track of it, I feel as though that's probably a good way to hold yourself accountable as well and know what's working and what's not working.
Accountability is everything. If you don't have real accountability, that's by being part of a mastermind with people that you know, like, and trust, then you're not going to be succeeding at the highest level you could be. If you don't have everyday accountability with something like a journal, like the Freedom, the Mastery Journal, you're not going to be succeeding at the level you could be. Those are critical things for you to actually succeed in what it is that you're creating in this life. That real daily accountability, that human to human contact where somebody that you know, like, and trust, you're telling them, I'm going to do this thing, and they're going to hold you accountable to do that thing.
Mm, Love it. Yeah, it's all about accountability. Well, with that said, I want to transition to the final questions that we have here for you. Question number one, what is your favorite book to regift?
The one thing, I love the focus of that book, Follow One Course Until Success. If you have one thing that you double, triple, treble, quadruple down on, your chances of success skyrocket.
Author?
Gary Keller.
Gary Keller. Question two, if you were to give a TEDx talk, what would it be on and why?
Delayed gratification, because delayed gratification is why you win. Putting in the hard work now, the discipline, the focus, the consistency now to seed your future success is critical.
Question three, what is a pain point or weakness you face right now in your business?
Time, because for me, time is so valuable. I generate millions of dollars a year, and so my time needs to be allocated in that manner, knowing that my time is worth hundreds and thousands of dollars an hour. And if I'm doing things that aren't in that ballpark, in that playing field, then I'm not using my time the best possible way.
Love it. Well, thank you very much for your candid answers. We appreciate it. I hope everybody learned a fair amount from the Entrepreneur on Fire, John Lee Dumas. John, pleasure for being on the show. Thank you very much.
MRB, I appreciate it, brother. Have a great day.
All right, JLD, have a good one.
Thank you for listening to Real Estate Journeys with Matthew Baltzell. To claim your free investor swag, head on over to rejpodcast.com and click on the tab Free Investor Swag.